just depends on how hard you want to play.
No, that's it.
You know?
Yeah, we got to see. We got a seminar the next day with Jeffrey Gittimer. The sound is incredibly loud, which Kevin is really worried about because it's going to blow his hearing out. And then you have to talk super loud to get over it, which he's got to speak the next day. So you compare that and you put everything up, and people will say, you know, well, maybe that's defeatist, or maybe that, you know what, at the age
that's not defeatist, that's playing it smart.
It's playing it smart, but at the age Kevin and I are at, we also have to be realistic and say, our odds just went down tremendously. Although he's married and he's in a relationship, he's not looking for what I'm looking at. I'm looking and going like, my odds just went down. So comparatively, I have to look for a context that is going to make me stand out if I'm looking at the status and social elements of what attraction are or is.
Right.
And again, in the Playboy Club, I had that. Kevin had that. We went to Rain. Younger crowd. Dropped off the charts. And then you have to, again, realize that and save your energy and your money for another day.
And there again, it ties back in. Where do you feel the most comfortable playing at?
Exactly.
You know, where do you feel comfortable playing at? Let's say you're kind of a smarter guy, but, you know, you feel like you lack, you know, a couple social skills. You don't feel like you're that outgoing. Go to Barnes & Noble. Go to the bookstore. You know, because, hey, guess what? Chicks read books, too. They're going to be there. You know, and, in fact, if you just hang around for a minute and start talking to them, you can have a conversation about books.
Yep.
You know, because both of you are interested in the same thing. Go somewhere where someone else you're going to be interested in is going to be at. You know? It's like that.
No, I agree with you. I mean, there's a Books a Million down here in Florida, and I'm always going there. The great thing about it is the girls in the coffee shop and the girls working at the store like books. I love to read, so I can talk to them about reading. I can talk to them about books and have a good time. I picked up a book, as a matter of fact, on it was a communication book. I was looking through the relationship department. I'm always looking for something to review or something to look at, and I found a good book that I'm going to be bringing up and talking about. The last time I bought one was a year ago, probably, The Game by Neil Strauss, and I talked about it, and then I found another one that I really think is good. So when I get done reading it, I'm going to talk about it. However, I brought it up to the front counter and didn't even think about it because I had a couple other books, and one of the girls, young girl, starts talking to me. She turns all red. She's like, oh, no. We got into one heck of a conversation that wasn't even close to that. And it was based on the book and her asking me why, and then I got talking about it, and one thing led to another. So here I am in a great conversation within that element, again, that I'm comfortable in.
But there again, it's making sure that you're going to be in the spot where you're going to be the most comfortable and have a mutual interest with whoever it is.
Right. So now I would suspect that you would probably...